Mia culpa. Mia culpa. Mia maxima culpa. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. I'm starting to feel guilty for my act and for what I've done. I'm not sure if I have the courage to tell you this. I'm very ashamed and I'm not sure that I can even speak about it. I know that you'll keep this a secret between us too, but I'm filled with so much regret for my action. Yes, Father, I know that only you can help me, but please, just promise that it will just be between us. Okay. So, Father, here it goes. I've been married to my husband for over 20 years now. Marriage has been great, but I got married when I was 19 years old. I was young and I was madly in love with him. But lately, our marriage has not been doing so great. We've started to fight a lot and we barely even see each other. My husband is always at work and I'm all by myself at home taking care of the house. I have certain needs. I have needs that needs to be fulfilled, and lately I've felt unsatisfied. What sort of needs? Father, I'm not sure if I can tell you what needs that haven't been fulfilled. I'm so ashamed for it. You know what sort of need I mean, Father? The ones that a husband, a wife should provide to each other. You know, the needs of a sexual nature. Oh, no. My husband and I have a good relationship, but my needs are not fulfilled as often as I would like. We've talked about it a lot, but it doesn't seem to get better at all. And when we do it, I feel like it is not happening in the way I want to. You see, Father, I want it more rougher than my husband. I want to feel like he's the boss of me, but he doesn't want to do that. He feels that by being rough with me, he would hurt me. I've told him several times that it will not happen. This is something that I want. Oh, you're telling me that it is not a sin to have this thought? Okay. Well, it is not only a thought. Something happened for 2 weeks ago that it cannot get out of my head. You want to know what happened, Father? Well, I'm going to tell you this, but you need to give me your word that you will not tell anyone about this. Thank you, Father. I know that I can trust you. So, 2 weeks ago, we had our neighbor's son coming over to our house. He's very good with his hands and has a green thumb. We had a lot of weeds in the garden, so we asked if he could help us with it. Yes, I know, Father, asking for help is not a sin. But it was a sunny day, so I thought that I would spend the day outside as well. I put on a bikini and started to sunbathe as he was out there working on the weeds. I saw how he was looking at me. It was a very warm day and the sun was very strong. So I decided to use sunscreen to stop myself from getting burnt. I could not curl my back, so I asked him for help. And you don't know how he is. He's in the football team and a straight A student. It is something that I found very interesting. Well, Father, you see, as he was putting sunscreen on my back with his big, rough hands, covering my back, I could feel something. I accidentally touched his penis with my hands. It was an accident, I swear, Father. I would never do such a thing. But it was a while ago, since me and my husband had sex, and he's so much stronger, and he has his aura around him. Something that my husband does not have. Look, Father, I apologized. And he said that it was nothing to worry about. But it was so big. Much bigger than my husband. I could not stop thinking about it. He went back to work on the weeds, but I could see that he would often stop what he was doing to see me lying there in the chair in my bikini. I do not like tan lines, so I took my top off, exposing my breasts to him. I could also see his bulge under his shorts become bigger and bigger. After an hour or so, I asked him to reapply the sunscreen. I know how important it is to often apply sunscreen when you're outside for a longer period of time. So he helped me apply it on my legs and back, but I just couldn't stop thinking about him. I asked if he could apply the sunscreen on my exposed breasts. And he did that. And as he was doing that, I could see that big bulge of his. I just had to touch it. I asked him if he enjoys older women. And he confessed that he has always found me attractive. He told me that he's been spying on me before. He has seen me in this exact chair from his window and wondered what it would be like. My heart started to beat really fast and I felt the urge growing and growing. I would never cheat on my husband, but he was just so hot and we were all alone there. I started to caress that bulge. I could feel how rock hard he was. He moaned as I let my hands go up and down. I asked if maybe he could show me what he was hiding there. He removed his shorts, and I will never forget that moment, Father. It was so big and so thick, so hot. I started to stroke his cock with my hands. He played with my nipples as I was stroking him, and I could just feel how I became wetter and wetter. He asked if I could give him a blowjob. I barely give any blowjob to my husband anymore. But he was just so hot. So I ran my tongue up and down his hard cock before I took it all in. I started to gag. I've never had such a big cock as he had in my mouth before. I was having a hard time to even take the whole cock in my mouth. I was gagging as I was sucking him off, and his breath became louder and louder. He saw the wet spot and asked if I was enjoying his cock. I couldn't lie to him, Father. I said yes, and he said he will take good care of me. So, he peeled off my panties and asked me to turn around. I was so ashamed. He was a 19-year-old boy, but I followed every command that he gave me. My ass and pussy was exposed to him out there in our backyard. I could not wait any longer. I asked him to fuck me hard. He shoved his cock into my tight, wet pussy, and it felt so fucking good, Father. Filled and exposed to my neighbor's son. He fucked me so hard, in and out with his hard cock. Each thrust of his cock made me feel like I was in heaven. He was so fucking rough. He grabbed my hair and spanked my ass hard, just the way I like it. He asked if I could speak dirty to him. So I did. I said that I'm a dirty whore for his young cock as he spanked my ass red. He even slipped a finger in my tight ass. Father, it was ages ago since someone played with my ass, and it was so hot. He used his belt to choke me, and he called me a dirty slut as I came on his cock. Oh, Father, it felt so good. My husband has never made me come from his cock. But he did. I did not want him to come inside me. So I sucked him off again and swallowed his cum. His hot, delicious cum. And it tasted so good, Father. It made me hungry for more. But I do not want to cheat on my husband, Father. What can I do? Oh, what is that? Father, is that your cock? Oh my, are you turned on by this? Father, I can't do this. I just cannot do this. The only way for me to be forgiven is to give you pleasure. The same way that I did to my neighbor's son? Please, Father, there must be another way. No, Father, I'm a good girl and a good wife. I just cannot. It will only take a minute. And after that, I will be forgiven? Well, there's nothing else I want to be than be forgiven for my sins. And you know how I can be forgiven. Okay, Father. But this is a one-time thing. This is how I licked his hot cock. You like that, Father? You like how my tongue is going up and down your erect hot cock? You want me to suck on it the same way I did to him in the backyard? Oh, Father, it tastes so good. Oh, yes, Father, I'll be a very good girl. Oh, Father, this is turning me on so very much. You taste so good, Father. You want me to come over to your side? And you want to wash my sins away? Yeah, okay. I suppose that it could not hurt. Where do you want me, Father? You want me on all fours? Only for you, Father? Oh yes, I will pull up my dress for you. I did not wear any panties today. I'm sorry, Father. Oh. You want my head through the window between the stalls? Oh, fuck yes. Oh, Father, your fingers. It feels so good when you're playing with my pussy. Oh, yes, Father. Like this, Father? You want me like this? Oh, Father. Oh, Father. You are so fucking rough. Yes. Oh, like this, Father. You want me like this? Oh, Father. You come. You're filling me up. Yes, Father. I've sinned so much. Oh, make me clean, Father. Yes, forgive me. Yes, just like that, Father. Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, Father, you're so rough. Oh, you're a good father to me. Yeah. Thank you for making me clean. Yeah. Please, Father, take me harder. Just like that. Yes. Take me. Oh, own me. Yeah. Oh, Father, you're gonna make me come in church. Oh, Father, please. Fuck me. Yeah. Oh, this is such a dirty thing to do, Father. But I'm coming so hard. Yes. I'm coming all the way across, Father. Father, you're so good. You want me to clean your cock? You want me to swallow your cum? Oh, anything for you, Father. This is how you want it? I can taste myself on your cock, Father. Fuck, you're so big. Come for me. Make me clean. Please cleanse me, Father. Make me pure. Father, you taste amazing. And you came so much. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making me pure and removing these sinful thoughts from me. I feel like a new woman. Yes, Father, I will go home to my husband now and stay faithful to him. But I'll see you soon.